Buddha, Bodhisattvas, the Venerable Masters, Dharma Masters, and all the wise advisors. 阿弥陀佛, 佛菩萨, 上人, 各位法师们, 各位善知识, there have been many activities recently to search for where to go in higher education throughout the world. 最近在世界上有很多这个寻找高等教育何去何从的这种活动。 Higher education is one of the four major legacies of our master. So I would like to share some of my thought in a recent forum in Taiwan, talking about how to educate globally competent talents from our students. 所以因为法总在法总里面这个大学教育是上人的四大事业之一，所以我想分享一下最近在台湾有一个教育论坛是讲大学怎么培养大学生变成一个世界性的人才。This forum has a professor from Stanford who was a Pulitzer Prize winner, a professor from Berkeley, and four presidents of universities from Taiwan and Hong Kong, and myself. 这个论坛有一位是 Stanford 大学的普利兹文学奖得主，这个文学奖等于是文学里面的诺贝尔奖。 一位Berkeley的教授，跟四位台湾跟香港的大学校长，还有我自己。为什么？Why there are such a flurry of activities recently regarding the direction of future higher education? I think because the world tomorrow will be very different from, and is changing fast. For example, we'll have many complex problems with complexities far exceeding the traditional method we're using to tackle them. And here is just a couple examples of complexity. For example, certain problems will not be able to understand how to describe it until we're able to solve it. And there are also some certain problems where the cause-effect are very long, and therefore we'll never know how good our solution is, and so forth. 那么为什么有现在有这么多的会议关于高等教育何去何从？因为将来的世界跟现在是不一样的。将来世界上有许多很复杂的问题是我们现在我们教 学生的方法不能解决的，比如说有很多问题，就说我们不知道怎么讲这个问题，一直到我们把这个问题解决了，我们才知道如何讲这个问题到底是什么，或者这个问题有很多这个因果，可是因果里面很长，所以我们知道我们解决的方法到底是好还是不好。 诸如此类的问题，这个现在一个名词叫 wicked problem， 就是叫愧疑的问题。这是我自己的意见，所以我，so to succeed in tomorrow's world, college graduate must have both sense and sensibility. When I say sense, I mean dollars and cents. When I say sensibility, I'm talking about meaning and purpose. To make sense, a college graduate must be competent. And to make sense, she must able she was able to find meaning for herself and help others to find meaning as well. 我认为在明天的社会里面，一个大学毕业生要有成功的话，他需要这个有传统的知见和智慧。当我说知见的时候，我就说他有能力去赚钱，去替社会有个贡献。可是智慧，我是讲他有这个，他知道人生是有意义的。所以假如他要能赚钱的话，他一定有这个基本的能力。可是他假如有智慧的话，他需要能够帮助别人找到生命的意义，跟他自己找到生命意义。那么对我来讲，there are three distinct types of competence. And first one is technical. And in the face of knowledge explosion, we need to teach students to learn how to learn fast.So that they are prepared to continuously upgrade themselves in the new context. Secondly, relational. A student must be armed with abundant thinking, which leads to win-win relationships as he enters global workforce consisting of more and more free agents. And thirdly, conceptual.Our student needs to cultivate design thinking in order to understand the broad spectrum of ideas and their applications with both analytical and intuitive thinking so that, in fact, utilizing both of their left and right brains. 那么有三种不同的这种能力，一个是技术上的能力，那么今天我们有这个整个社会知识大爆炸，所以我们需要教学生，不但要教他们怎么学习去学，可是我们要更要教他们怎么学习去学得很快，所以他们可以在这个新的这个知识里面一直不断地提升自己。另外一个是关系化的，一个学生现在必须具有一个丰裕的胸怀的这种思维，所以他对对人处事一直是从双赢的方向来想。第三个是观念上的，我们的学生教出来学生必须具有设计思维，所以他可以把很多不同的东西可以放在一起，用他的左脑跟右脑同时并用。To develop such kind of competence, academic institutions must provide broad educational background for students to understand basics of liberal arts and science.As well as different cultures, so that they develop an appreciation of the relevance of a broad range of subjects, from literature, art, philosophy, and history, to mathematics, biology, and physics, as well as some key technologies, such as nanotechnology. 那么，要开发这样的一种能力的话，一个大学应该让所有的学生有一个很广泛的基础，他应该从这个基本的这个，譬如说文学、艺术跟科学跟不同的这个文化里面来得到一个对这种不同的文化的不同角度的东西有一个很深的欣赏，包括这个除了 文学跟艺术跟哲学历史之外，有数学，有生物学跟物理。 In other words, we must train our students to be transdisciplinary. 所以我们现在不是一个专科，而是需要训练我们的学生是变成跨科技的。所以这种学生呢，such students are efficient synthesizers of information who can put together right information at the right time. They are also effective facilitators who can make wise choices utilizing collective wisdom. These people can help organizations to make sense.That is, profits for shareholders, good profits for employees, good environment, etc. So, 这种学生呢，他们可以是能够很快的组合不同的信息，然后把对的信息放到对的地方，在对的时候。所以他们也是一个非常有效率的这个组合者，他们可以利用不同的人，一个组织里面不同人的智慧，然后把它组合起来。所以这种人呢，他可以帮助一个组织，可以帮这个组织非常发展得很好，他可以为组织赚钱，把这个所有的员工都组织很好等等。可是这 but this is only half of the equation. A great university must do more to address the problem humanity faces at its current crossroads. These include the rapid destruction of our natural environment.The increasing divide between haves and have-nots, the prevalences of deficit thinking that creates a highly conflict-prone society in an instantly connected world, and the need for healing everywhere as people feel insecure, isolated, depressed, a sense of hopelessness, and totally lost.In a world filled with fake relationships. 可是为组织发展，这只是这个方程式的一半。一个好的大学必须帮助学生，帮助社会来针对我们现在人类所面对这个的难题有所帮助。这些难题包括我们环境的很快速的摧毁，然后我们这个社会上有跟没有的人越来越大的鸿沟，大多数今天在社会上大多数的人都是一种吃质的思维，就是说我只要我有，别人有没有我不管，这样把这个社会变成一个充满了冲突的社会。可是同时呢，每一个人几乎都需要得到这个心灵上的修复，因为大多数人今天都不觉得安全，都觉得跟社会跟别的切断了。今天包括小孩子都有忧郁症，然后大家对人和人之间的这个关系不信任， much what we face today is, in some sense, the result of failed leadership in all the professional domains, business, finance, government, industry, and so forth. Many of these failed leaders are product of elite academic institutions, which unfortunately have put their focus primarily on academic excellence, neglecting the fact that leadership is essentially a moral act. We今天社会上这么多的问题 可以大部分归根结底 是我们所有不同行业 各种领导人的失败， 不管是在政府， 在工业界， 在商业界， 等等。 可是 绝大多数的这些领导者都是有名大学出来的学生。很不幸的是，今天的大学大家都注重在学问，而忘记了领导力 是一个道德的行为。Today, especially in Asian universities, are very focused on the ranking of the universities. And to quote a professor from Yale University about his view of the elite universities today, he thinks the elite universities today are primarily training hoop jumpers who will be successful when they go out to work because they'll keep on jumping higher hoops. But perhaps when they really become a leader, they will not know how to lead. So, 很不幸的是，我想，用一个耶鲁大学的教授，他对今天有名大学的失望，他表示说，现在很有名的大学，大多数在训练跳高栏的人，他们一步一步的跳，你功课要跳，这个课外成绩也要跳。 他们出席到社会上都会很成功，因为他们还会跳。可是他们真正做领导人的时候，他们不知道怎么去领导。Meaning can be derived from three distinct aspects. First, self-transcendence. Meaning is the result of peace of mind, knowing that one has made the effort to become the best one could be. Second, purpose. Nietzsche said, he who has the why to live can bear almost anyhow. Third, service. And there's no meaning without service. So meaning makers put others first and makes sure their needs are met. So 意义的创造者可以从三个角度来看。第一个是自我提升。 因为这种人，他了解，他有一个很平和的心情，因为他知道他已经做了他最好的。另外一个是有目的。第三个，这种人他是服务，没有服务就没有意义。 Meaning makers can help an organization to make sense of itself, which means organization has good sense of its collective identity, direction, working environment, social contributions, communities, etc. 那么意义的创造者，他们可以帮助一个组织了解这个组织 本身的特性。这个就是说我们这个组织有共同的特性，有同样的目标，有同样的好的环境，我们愿意一起去做，为社会共做贡献。To nurture meaning makers, academic institutions must embody ethical behavior, service attitude, and innovation as the core culture of a university through its courseware, decision-making process, and all other functions. 那么要我们要培养这种意义创造者，这个一个大学必须要有伦理，用服务的观点，然后有这个创造力，变成他们的核心的这个文化。The graduate of great institutions of tomorrow will be a new crop of broadly educated, thoughtful moral leaders who are equipped with the abundance mindset, with a good understanding of mutual independence. They will help to create meaning and well-being as well as shared prosperity wherever they are. These are the people who can properly address the complex and critical issues that threaten humankind at this junction in our history. 所以我觉得将来这个好的大学，真正好的大学，他们教出来的学生是非常有很广的一个教育面，从文学到科学，他们也同时是一个有道德的人，同时呢，他们所希望做的是帮助一个他了解我们人和人之间我们的相互包含，所以他们的整个目的是希望达到一个幸福与共富一个目的。I would like to conclude that there is a tremendous opportunity for Buddhist universities to contribute to our world in this unsettling time. 我希望今天晚上结论是一个在今天这个社会里面，一个佛教大学可以对这个社会有非常大的贡献。For example, the study of relationship between science and spirituality could yield great advances in medical science, advances cut healthcare costs as well as people to live longer and meaningful. 比如说我们能够在这个大学里面研究精神与科学的关系，可能会带给绝大社会上有很大很大的贡献，包括不但使人生活的好，生活的更有意义，可能把整个这个健保的这个费用大大的减少。最近有一个 Google engine recently a Google engineer published a book called Search Inside of You, which is a Google curriculum for its engineers how to use mindfulness at work and at home to attain well-being. 最近有一个 Google 的工程师出了一本书叫找你自己里面，从这本书是 Google对他们所有的员工的一个课，这个课是说怎么用心来从你自己里面找，用这个静坐及其他的方法来使这个员工 得到很大的好处。这个是只是一个表面的方面，所以我觉得So I believe a Buddhist university in the 21st century must try to bring the Buddha's teaching to the world, both by utilizing the broad advances in modern science to share the deep insight of Bodhidharma, as well as to help people transcend through direct experience. 我相信一个佛教大学，二十一世纪的佛教大学，可以能够把整个科学上的进步从那个上面来分享佛法的精髓，然后可以帮助每一个人都能够更高越来越提升他自己，因为他们有这个方法能够得直接的从他们在静坐或者其他的方法里面得到直接的经验。阿弥陀佛，谢谢大家。